Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a tape dust style fill in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think short, gritty, chopped, slightly worn out, like a little slice of dusty vinyl energy right before the drop. This is beginner friendly, and we're using stock Ableton devices only. The goal is not to build a huge drum loop. The goal is to make a micro event, a tiny transition moment that adds movement, attitude, and that old record feel without messing up your main groove. First, let's talk about what this fill actually does in a drum and bass arrangement. In DNB, fills are energy switches. They help you mark the end of a phrase, push into a drop, or answer your main drum loop with a little bit of contrast. If your track feels too clean, too digital, or too polished, a tape dust fill can bring in age, grime, and a chopped vinyl character that really suits jungle, rollers, darker halftime, and old school inspired stuff. So step one is simple. Pick a short breakbeat, drum loop, or even a basic program drum phrase. If you're starting out, keep it easy. A one-bar Amen style break, a chopped jungle loop, or a clean kick snare hat pattern at around 170 to 174 BPM works great. You want something with a strong snare feel, a little hat to tail, and enough transient shape that it still sounds punchy after processing. If you're using MIDI drums, you can render them to audio first, or freeze and flatten them. Then drag that audio onto its own audio track. Now isolate a short section, usually the last bar of a phrase or a one-bar or two-bar section that leads into the next part of the song. That end-of-phrase position is important, because fills work best when they're pointing somewhere. They're not random decoration. They're a little sentence before the next big moment. Now we shape the sound with a simple stock device chain. Start with EQ8. If the source has too much low end, high pass it so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. A cutoff around 120 to 180 Hz is a good starting point if the fill doesn't need any weight. If you want to keep a little more body, just cut the deep sub stuff below around 50 to 70 Hz. The idea is to keep the fill out of the way of the main low-end power. Next, add saturator. This is where we start giving it that smeared, harmonically rich tape feel. Try 3 to 7 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. You're listening for density, not destruction. In drum and bass, saturation helps the fill cut through a busy mix, especially when the kick, snare, and bass are already strong. After that, add auto filter. This is a big part of the movement. You can start with a low pass or band pass tone and automate the cutoff so it opens up over the fill. A range somewhere around 2 to 8 kHz is a good place to explore, depending on how bright the source is. If you want the fill to feel like it's waking up or leaning forward, darken it at the start and let it open toward the end. That rising motion gives you tension even if the rhythm is very short. If you want more grime, you can add redux or vinyl distortion, but keep it subtle. We're aiming for tape dust, not total destruction. A little bit of bit reduction or vinyl wobble can add a lovely band limited, worn out top end. Just be careful not to crush the transient too hard, or the fill will lose its punch. Now for the movement. This is where the dust really starts to feel alive. You can automate the filter cutoff, the saturator drive, or even track volume. A nice beginner trick is to start the fill darker, then slowly open the filter across the last half bar. You can also push the saturator a little harder on the final hit, maybe 1 to 3 dB more than the rest. That last hit should feel like the record is leaning forward right before it snaps into the next section. If you want a little wobble feel, keep it subtle. Tiny pitch movement can work, but for beginners, filter and volume changes are safer and easier to control. The goal is to make it feel like something old and sampled is shifting under your fingers, not like a random special effect. Now we get to the core of the technique, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track and play your processed loop. Ableton will record the output of all that processing back into audio in real time. This is a huge part of the sound, because now your effect chain becomes a sample you can edit. That's where the old school vibe really starts to show up. It feels like something captured from tape or a dusty dub plate. Let it record a few passes if you can. You might get a clean version, a dirtier version, and a version where the filter movement lands perfectly on the last hit. After recording, trim the best take and treat it like a sample. Now chop it into a fill. You can use transient markers, the split tool, or just manual edits. Keep it simple. A beginner-friendly fill might have just three parts, a first hit, a little middle smear, and a final accent. That's often enough. You don't need a lot of edits to make it work. In fact, in DNB, tight usually beats busy. If the fill feels too long, shorten it. If it feels too abrupt, Let the tail breathe a little with a tiny bit of delay or reverb, then resample again. The sound should still feel like one musical gesture, not a bunch of separate audio edits. That's the key. Now let's make it feel more like chopped vinyl. Tiny timing differences matter a lot here. Nudge one chop slightly earlier or later. Let a ghost hit sit a little behind the grid. Keep the last hit tight so the fill still punches into the drop. If you have a groove from the groove pool that feels right, you can apply a light swing, maybe around 10 to 30%. Just don't overdo it. You want that played, sampled, recut feel, not a sloppy mess. At this point, listen to the fill in context with your kick and bass. That's really important. A fill can sound amazing soloed and still clash in the track. Check whether it steals attention from the snare, whether the low end is muddy, and whether the groove still feels like it's pushing forward. If the sub gets messy, high pass the fill a little more. If the top end gets harsh, soften it with a gentle EQ dip. Keep the stereo under control too, especially if effects made it wide. In DNB, the low end should stay clean and focused. Now place the fill at a phrase transition. The classic spot is the end of a 16-bar section, right before the drop. You can also use it at the end of an 8-bar section, after a bass call and response, or as a switch-up in a roller. The fill should feel like it's pulling the listener forward. That's what gives the drop more impact. A short dusty fill creates a moment of controlled decay before the impact, and that makes the next section hit harder. A useful mindset here is to treat the fill like a question mark. Your main groove says something, and the fill answers it. In jungle and old school DNB, that call and response idea is a big part of the movement. Here's a good practice approach. Make three versions of the same fill. First, a cleanish version with light saturation and minimal filtering. Second, a dustier version with more drive and a darker filter sweep. Third, a darker, more damaged version with a slightly delayed ghost hit or a tiny pitch change on the last slice. Put each one at the end of a 16-bar section and see which one pulls the drop forward the best. If you want to push this further, try a reverse pickup before the final hit. A tiny reversed slice can feel like the audio is being pulled into place. Or make the last slice slightly lower in pitch, which gives that falling apart jungle feeling. You can even duplicate the final chop once or twice at very low volume for a micro-stutter effect, like a worn record catching for a split second. Another good trick is to layer a very quiet noise source under the fill, like filtered hiss or a little vinyl crackle. High-pass it heavily and keep it subtle. It helps sell the aged media illusion, without sounding like a sound effect pasted on top. And remember this one. If the fill feels weak, shorten it before you add more processing. That's a real beginner win. In drum and bass, a shorter, tighter gesture often feels stronger than a complicated one. So to recap, start with a short break or drum phrase, process it with a Q8, saturator, and auto filter, resample it, chop it into a small fill, and place it at a phrase ending. Keep the low end under control, make the timing feel slightly human, and use filtering and saturation to create that dusty chopped vinyl character. Done right, this adds grime, motion, and transition power without wrecking the groove. Now your homework is to make one fill and create at least three versions. Clean, dusty and dark. Drop them into your arrangement and compare them in context. If the fill makes the next section feel bigger, headier, and more exciting, you nailed it. All right, let's get into Ableton and make some tape dust happen.